This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Eric Crawford from Ohio. I have a story. I don't know how scary it really is, but I'm just going to tell it like I remember it. I have a pretty good memory. I remember stuff from, like, inside my crib and, like, being very young and stuff like that. So I have a pretty credible memory. But we were young. I was probably about maybe 3 or 4. We lived in a bad neighborhood in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. That, believe it or not, there's some really, like, hood places there, is what I'll say. So we lived on a, well, I won't name the street, but we lived on the street, and we lived in a house that was a duplex. I mean, it wasn't really a house, but it was a duplex. So we lived on a top section, and our neighbor underneath us, her name was Rose, a very nice lady. She passed in 2012, I believe. We lived in this place, and it was me, my younger brother, who's only younger than, or like a year or so younger, my mom and my dad. This place just was foreboding as hell. Like, it was heavy, it was oppressive all the time, and although you and Carol say all the time, maybe it's just because we're kids that we notice that stuff more. We have our minds open to a little bit extra stuff. So there was a time my brother and I, we were in trouble. And our parents didn't really whoop us a whole lot until, you know, until we got older and was really extra bad. But we were in trouble, I remember specifically. And this house always had problems. Like, the door, the front door, the entrance to the duplex would always lock on us, but there was no lock on it. I know that for a fact. I remember that. It would always lock on us when we were outside playing in our fenced-in front yard there, my brother and I. We always heard noises. There was a point, I remember I was in my crib, and my brother, he had just turned one, so I was two. He had just turned one. He had got this toy. It was a robot, and I mean, you guys might remember. It was probably all about, I'm 35, so we're probably all about the same age. But there's a robot, and it had, like, a light on its chest, a button on its back, and like you would pour like, I don't remember what exactly you poured into it, but if you poured it, it was made that if you pour water or something in it, it'll steam out the top of its head. It had like a little chute. That damn thing would come on all the time by itself at night. And I'm looking outside of my crib, you know, I'm waking up and I'm hearing it because it made noises. It was a toy. It made noises and shit. And that thing will always turn on, and I would scream and cry for my mom and dad, and before they got there, it would always turn on. Dead honest truth. But that's just one little thing. There was always creepy shit in that house. My mom, she always said she felt like she couldn't control her emotions and stuff there, like she was possessed or something. I don't know what was going on with that, but the big thing is, we were in trouble, and we were standing in the corner. We were put in the corner. We were put in the corner by our parents. And my mom and dad, their bedroom had a master bathroom. I mean, it was a little shitty one. It was, like I said, we were pretty poor, so the place we lived in, you know, it was kind of run down. But we were in the corner, me and my brother. My mom was at work, and our dad was there with us, and we were in his room in the corner. He went to the bathroom, you know, stand your asses in the corner until I get back out of the bathroom or whatever. he goes to the bathroom. We're standing in the corner. All of a sudden, my brother and I feel like we're being pulled down into the floor. And this is a, we're in the second level. So this is like, it's a duplex. It's wood floors. There's no holes or anything like that. And I guess it was run down, so it could have been a structural issue. But me and my brother were being sucked into the floor. And we're screaming and crying. You know, my dad's in the bathroom, trying to use the bathroom, and he's yelling at us and shit. Y'all better stop all that before y'all get your ass, you know, stuff like that. And he finally opens the door, and he sees us, like, in the ground. So he, I remember, oh, shit. And he grabs me and my brother underneath our arms and pulls us out of the corner. And honestly, he held us for a few seconds and he took us to our bedroom and we went to bed. That was it. Like, a lot of other crazy stuff happened at this house, but I'll never forget that. My dad, I talked to him not too long ago. Me, my brother, and him, we all have like a group chat together and we're talking. And I'm asking my brother, I was like, well, I'm asking my dad, I'm like, don't you even remember this happening to us? And my brother goes, he's like, oh, I remember that stuff for sure. He's like, hell yeah, we were both in the corner, and I remember all that. My dad's like, no, I don't recall any of that. So, I don't know, why is it that adults can't remember some supernatural shit, but kids are always traumatized by it? I don't know. Sorry that ran a little long, but I love what you guys are doing. I'm sorry to everything that happened to your family, but I'm glad you're moving on. Carol, you're the best. I love this show. You guys have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.